This Wednesday, we'll be doing the groundbreaking of the wastewater treatment plant that Santa Rosa County's put in place. Long time coming. This is a great project. This is our package plant, and that was 1 p.m. Yeah, 1 p.m. this coming Wednesday. So a milestone in Santa Rosa County when it comes to wastewater treatment.
So that's today. The wastewater treatment plant, the package plant connected to the industrial park on 87 is going to do groundbreaking today. Joining us now by phone, we have Brad Baker. He is the Santa Rosa County administrator. And so we had the committee meeting yesterday. We had the regular meeting tomorrow. And in between, we have Brad Baker. Brad, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Good to have you. This is a big day. This is going to be, what, 250,000 gallons per day initial capacity? What's the eventual capacity for this thing?
Well, eventual will be 1 million, but the next phase that we'll be bringing to the board very shortly would be to immediately go to 500,000, and we'll see that probably in the next two meetings, I would say, to get that going. We've already kind of directed them by the board to proceed with 500, but with timing wise, we need it to be open, you know, by summer of next year to meet some of our tenants' needs. So we're going to go with the 250 and then immediately upgrade it. And when I say upgraded, people think, oh no, you're wasting money. You have to build onto it, but it's really adding another cell. We designed it with four cells with 250,000 capacity in each one. So it's a matter of plopping another cell into that.
And this is just, I mean, similar to like sometimes you build a church and you build these new churches and they're designed to start at, say, 200 capacity, but go to 400, 600 if you need to expand it. It's actually built to grow in that particular way, right?
It is. Now, once we go above the 500, we'll have to come up with another, you know, spray field rib, okay, or whatever it is to dispose of it, unless we get a lot of reuse, which is with our desire, and we've planned that in our parks. But, you know, we do have a need for, obviously, being in the Blackwater River Basin and the Yellow River Basin, we need to get more people off of septic tanks. So we factored some of that growth for the development that's coming to East Milton as well. So, you know, some of that capacity is going to subdivisions.
So primarily for people who, you know, I know this is kind of one of those things, like you drive around the country and turn on the radio station, you don't necessarily hear a lot of talk about sewage plants. But it turns out that is a huge issue everywhere, and particularly here, and especially getting people off of septic tanks and onto sewer. Obviously, Milton has been involved in their process of trying to find one for years, and they're kind of actually on track now to build one over the next couple of years, but you guys couldn't wait for that one, has been the argument, and now you're building one primarily to handle the sewage needs of the industrial park and all the businesses that are locating there and building there, which is good news, but also some of that East Milton is, you know, some of those subdivisions, it's also going to supply those, right? How much of this mix is going to be the businesses? How much of it is going to be for the subdivisions? Like, how much capacity for residential are you guys going to have?
Well, we did need you know, probably in the 300,000 to 400,000 range for the eventual build out of the industrial park.
Got it.
But that's going to come in phases. So we feel like our growth strategy is going to handle that. Obviously, our priority is those tenants that are coming in with high paying jobs and bringing revenue into our area. But the board prioritizing water quality, et cetera, we obviously wanted to look to see, you know, there's a range we can help. Obviously, we can't cross over into Garson Point or any of that, but we could help that immediate range around the industrial park with some residential. Now, we're not pursuing, you know, hooking up to older subdivisions. We're just trying to keep people from going on the septic if they're in that area.
Okay, so you're not remediating existing, just preventing future development of septic. That makes sense to me.
At least not for now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Price tag on the current plant, the one that's ground, or the groundbreaking. How much is the first phase and the second phase going to be?
Total price is $32 million, and that includes going to both phases.
Got it. So on Thursday is going to be the official hearing in order for the county to vote to approve. This would be what, the study phase, or this would be the actual implementation of the speed zone cameras?
It would be the implementation and adoption of the ordinance. Obviously, then you'd have to go through a procurement phase to acquire a vendor to install those. The sheriff has met with several of those that do it throughout the state and throughout the nation. And what's interesting, if you look at the data, I can't remember the exact percentages, but a high percentage of those in the study were exceeding 10 miles an hour over in all of the speed zones that they tested. So even your small rural schools that are all small quasi-residential arterial type roads, we're still having them. I think of the one out here in Allentown that is almost at a four-way stop, yet there were people exceeding it by 10 miles an hour. So
that's amazing.
That's obviously a public safety concern. I will say that we have a few schools that are on Highway 98, and talking with the with Dr. Barber and superintendent there, she does not want to tackle those. So you won't see those schools on Highway 98 in this, because they don't sit directly on the road other than the new high school, which we haven't done a study because there's no schools on there yet.
And even those school speed zones are higher, right? I think they're 35 instead of 45. They're definitely not 25 or 20 even. Because it's a major road and they're at a distance from the road and there's all kinds of factors. There is a school speed reduction, but it's not the same as some of the other places. Okay. You also have on the Thursday, I think, is going to be, is it a discussion or an actual vote on the 1/2 cent renewal for the local option sales tax?
Yeah, it's just a vote to schedule the public hearing for April 23rd. We've been working with Trust for Public Land. They're going to make a recommendation for ballot language on the 23rd, and then the board will decide, are we going to, put that 1/2 cent renewal on there? I would say we are. I mean, it expires December 31st of this year. So if we don't put it on there, we lose it. So I think it only makes sense to put it on there. So I would say it's going to be on there, and that, this is a renewal, and we do road paving projects, we do park improvements, we've done all kind of sheriff's department vehicles, fire department vehicles. So there's a lot of things that are covered by this. Generates roughly $15 to $16 million a year, and it is a renewal of the current 1/2 cent.
And that's gonna, okay, so the speed camera ordinance is going to be the actual vote on the ordinance. The local option sales tax is going to be to schedule the hearing for a future date. Do I have it right?
That's correct. Okay. April 23rd.
Very good. The last thing I wanted to ask you about, or maybe the last thing, I say it and I sometimes don't follow through my promise, is there was a big hubbub in the commission over, Rhett Rowell wanted to dedicate a portion of local option sales tax renewal to conservation. They ended up deciding not to do that, but instead wound up essentially voting, you correct me if I get any of this wrong, essentially voting to protect the ongoing current level of funding that goes into land conservation for farmland, and to task staff with going out to find other sources of revenue to amplify the ability of the county to either buy land outright or to buy, development rights or whatever the flavor of the particular solution would be, and then to use that money as leverage to seek grants in order to amplify the amount of impact you can have on conserving farmland. Do I have that basically right?
Yeah, you do. So we have been tasked to create a dedicated fund to move that money that the previous board had allocated. So there's $1.25 million in it now, and then the board had agreed year three, which would be next fiscal year, to put another $750,000, and then task us with identifying a recurring revenue source. And they also have said they want to create another conservation plan that addresses other lands of interest besides farmland. If you remember, we recently purchased a parcel down there off of Foundside, a wetland with a little kayak ability to come up in there. So we purchased that acreage. So things like that that are outside of the farmland conservation, we're going to create another program based on the board input and look at, you know, wetland conservation, et cetera. And we've been very successful with our partnership with Trust for Public Land. We've acquired the 540-acre parcel there in Navarre, well, right, three different parcels, and then a little over 400 acres around Whitingfield and Clear Creek that we're planning walking trails, biking trails, et cetera in.
And so, again, just for people who are kind of trying to make sense of it all, you have the Farmland Conservation Fund is A, and then you have the Wildlife / Nature / Recreation Conservation Fund is the one that you're still working to set up. And the total amount of funding for either of these as in an ongoing way is sort of to be determined, and the source of the funding is to be determined. But in all cases, it's trying to put some money into these things in order to accomplish those objectives and not to take it out of the local option sales tax renewal, at least not in a dedicated, like, we're not going to commit to having to do it that way. Is that all basically right?
I think the board is still going to decide kind of on that local option sales tax. Trust for Public Land did some polling, and it indicated that our citizens do prioritize conservation land. So right. I think that, you know, we'll see what the 23rd brings and what the wording of the ballot language, but no identified percentage that's going to either one of those yet.
Very good. And then the key thing just from the, because I know we didn't cover this a lot on the radio, but the key thing that the commissioners did definitely agree on is whatever they want to do in that realm, nobody is willing or interested in coming out and reducing the amount of money that's going to be available for roads. Fair, right? That was it. That was a bright line announcement,
that
right?
That was a 100% consensus that we want no less going to roads, and if we can put more to roads, we will.
Absolutely. So the meeting is going to be on Thursday. That's tomorrow to follow up on some of those items. Brad, and the groundbreaking on the wastewater treatment plant package plant is today. Brad, as always, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate what you do, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, Andrew, take care.